We stayed local this week and turned to an insider for help with understanding an industry term that has become admittedly vague: financial advisor. Starting her career as an estate attorney, turned director of financial planning, we thought Kami Stevens would be perfect to demystify what a financial advisor is and how to choose one. In true Kami fashion, she did not disappoint. So, what is a financial advisor, we asked? Financial advisor has become a catch-all term to describe someone that provides advice related to money. Stockbrokers, insurance agents, financial planners, accountants, and investment managers all get lumped into this category. The term can be used to describe employees that work for large brokerage firms like Fidelity or Schwab, or smaller registered investment advisor firms. So, the services provided can vary widely in scope. When choosing an advisor, this or any other description isn't as important as the services offered and if they are in line with what you need. Question number two, how do you choose a financial advisor? Start by asking friends and family for recommendations. Peruse the advisor's website to scope out the services they offer and to get a feel for their approach. Then, call to schedule a meeting to see if they will be a good fit. Just a side note here that this initial meeting should be complimentary. Next, we asked, what questions should you ask a potential advisor? Just like any new relationship, before asking questions, you should think about what you are looking for and your deal breakers. Consider making a wish list of items for which you need guidance and a list of things that are important to you. For example, you might want an advisor who is willing to travel to you for meetings or that considers the impact of taxes when making investment decisions. Keep in mind that it's not enough to just ask the questions. You also have to evaluate the responses. Our advice is to ask the following questions, keeping a few things in mind. You should definitely ask, what services do you provide? If the response is investment management and you are trying to plan for college and retirement, then it's probably not the right fit. Refer back to your wish list and see how many items the advisor can check off. Secondly, you should ask, are you a broker-dealer or a registered investment advisor? This question will help determine the advisor's standard of care when making recommendations as they are regulated differently. The term fiduciary may ring a bell because the Department of Labor is working toward extending the standard of care across the broker-dealer space. So, in the future, this distinction may not need to be made, but for now, it's important. The next question to ask, what can you expect to pay in fees and/or commissions? What you want to know here is how much you can expect to pay all in, including fees for financial planning services, investment management, underlying investment expenses, transaction costs, and commissions that may apply on certain investment products. Total cost will vary based on a number of factors, some of which are specific to your situation and possibly out of your advisor's full control. So, be careful when comparing your cost to those paid by others. Ask yourself if the services being offered are worth the cost. Remember that relationships are personal on some level, even in business. So while playing the role of interrogator, be aware of the connection you feel or don't feel toward the advisor and listen to your gut.